ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد میشید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam and welcome to the program. If you remember, we said that the Islamic Revolution and its unmatched leader, Imam Khomeini, drew the attention of the world thinkers from the very beginning. For a couple of episodes, we have dwelt upon the views of French thinker Michel Foucault on Imam Khomeini. We have already talked about his view on the issue of power and its effect in the Islamic Revolution. He has explained how the Iranian nation overcame the armed-to-the-teeth army of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi's regime with bare hands. Today, you are going to hear more of his opinions on the Islamic Revolution and the unique leadership of Imam Khomeini. Stay with us, please. Michel Foucault, unlike other thinkers and observers, concentrates on the leadership of Imam Khomeini and his practical guidance of the Iranian people in their struggles against the despotic and criminal regime. Many thinkers, particularly Marxists and pragmatic theorists, believe that a structure plays a significant role in revolutions and movements. Foucault, however, maintains that leadership, especially Imam Khomeini's personality, plays a very prominent role in the revolution. In his article, Mythical Leader of Iran's Rebellion, he names Imam Khomeini as an old saint who lives in Paris, while the Iranian people from every class and stratum love him wholeheartedly. The French thinker writes, "Hearing the words of the pilot of a Boeing airplane was amazing when he said, 'The most precious wealth that Iran has possessed since centuries ago is with you in France. Preserve him well.' His tone was imperious, and the words of the strikers in Abadan were more effective, as they said, 'We are not that religious. We do not believe in any person, neither in a political party nor in a person except Imam Khomeini. Only him do we believe in.'" Michel Foucault believes that Imam Khomeini enjoyed a very high charisma among people. He has an emotional and personal relation with people. The Imam's personality is like that of myth. Today, no head of state or political leader, even with the support of media hype of his country, can claim that he has such a deep and a strong bond with his people as that of Imam Khomeini with Iranian people. Michel Foucault refers to three points on the origin of the Iranian people's unbreakable bond with Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. Firstly, he is living in exile for almost 15 years. Secondly, Imam Khomeini is not in pursuit of political gains, as there won't be any party called Khomeini. Thirdly, he believes that the Imam does not say anything but no to the Shah and his dependent and surrogate regime. Michel Foucault's emphasis on Imam Khomeini's mystical character leads him to another aspect of his analysis of the Islamic Revolution. He is of the opinion that the Iranian people intend to restore spirituality in politics. Foucault stresses that modernism has gone to excesses in rationality and sciences, while love and spirituality are the missing issues of the modern man. He opines that spiritual propensities are strong among the Iranian people, regardless of their religion, although he knows that Islam, especially Shia school of thought, is the engine of struggles against domestic despotism and foreign hegemony. Foucault writes, "The movement of the Iranian nation seeks to bring spirituality in the political life of the people. I don't like to call the Islamic rule as an idea or even an ideal, but it has impacted me as a political demand because it is an endeavor to give a spiritual dimension to politics." French thinker Michel Foucault believes that the spirituality that the Iranians have raised is in pursuit of what we Westerners have lost its possibility after Renaissance and the big Christian crisis. This is the very missing link which human being has lost with the developments of modernity. I mean excessive attention to sciences, intellect and experience, while abandoning of affection, love, spirituality and religion. Foucault believes that the return of spirituality to the domain of politics has occurred by religion, but this religion has its own specific characteristics. It is not backward and reactionary. Rather, it is the spirit of the spiritless world. In view of the French thinker, the religion sought by the Iranian people is efficient and quite up-to-date. It advances with the developments of time. He maintains that Imam Khomeini's revolution has breathed soul and sense to the dormant and moribund corpse of the world. We'll be right back.